In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the Gospel for today, we can see a very meaningful scene. Before the Lord, we have the Pharisee and the sinner. And it is emblematic of the two ways we may approach the Lord. So we should pay attention and see who we are in this story. On one side, we have the Pharisee, who is someone who thinks himself to be just, who in his thoughts places himself above the others. In fact, the Pharisee is someone who has canonized himself. He judges himself to be a saint. He is proud and arrogant. And if he judges himself to be a saint, his judgments are not so great for his neighbor. The Pharisee is someone who is very critical of others, and he always has a sharp word to say about everything and everyone, besides himself, of course. Now, it's true that the Pharisee can indeed have an exemplary moral life. But the great problem here lies in the fact that he can be so infatuated by his own pretense holiness that he loses sight that he's also a sinner and in need of a savior. On the other side, we have the sinner we see in the Gospel, who perhaps has not spent her life so wisely and has committed many sins. However, she comes to recognize her faults. She understands she has done wrong and repents for all the evil she has done. And it is through this movement of repentance that she comes to understand the most precious truth. She understands that she is a sinner in need of a savior. And that's why she comes to the Lord. And this is what we can call true wisdom, to understand that we are sinners, and to understand that the Lord is our Savior. There is a connection between both terms, sinner and the Savior. One is related to the other. St. Paul said, Christ came into this world to save sinners, from which I am the first. The apostle affirms the same wisdom. But if by our pride we don't recognize ourselves to be from the number of sinners, then by our pride we are excluding ourselves from the benefits of redemption. My brethren, we could say that a sinner who is humble is better than a saint who is proud. And why? Because when there is pride, there's no place for God. But when there is humility, God can come and enter and transform everything. Pride is a terrible thing, worse than all the other vices. As it is written, God resists the proud, but he gives his grace to the humble. And who is proud if not the one who doesn't recognize that he is a sinner? And who is the humble if not the one who understands that he is a sinner and in need of the Savior? So on this day, my brethren, we are called again to strive for holiness. But remembering that holiness starts with humility. Humility. This is the foundation of the spiritual life. So we have to start with that humility, with that statement, with that conviction that we are sinners and in profound need of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's how we start. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.